Oh yeah! It's a great day to be at Gold Hill Elementary School. So why do you like that song so much?
Because you know, it's fun to say it. The G-H-E-S, you know, it's just, you know, the YMCA song.
I'm above
song.
That.
Oh, you don't want to join in the?
I'm not in this.
You don't want to join in the banter?
No, I don't. I'm above that.
Well, it is a great day to be at Goldie Elementary
School.
Welcome.
And welcome. We want to welcome everybody with us today. I'm Tim Smith.
Brennan Moreno.
And Bill White.
We make up part of the fifth grade team, and we are excited to be here. Man, it has been a great week this week.
Yes.
Awesome.
So much fun.
You know, we've got some exciting things coming down the, I don't know, why do we say coming down the pike? I don't even ride on a pike. Do you ride, have you ever been on a pike?
Pike is a fancy name for a road.
I know it's a fancy name for a road. I knew that.
Didn't know that.
You didn't? Well, that good.
Okay.
That's excellent. Yeah, like in
the
New York.
I thought you meant
the
down
turnpike.
The pipe, like down the pipe.
No, this is K.
It could be. Okay. It could be for some. But,
okay. What do you mean? And only if you're like trying to escape from jail. Then you're going down the pipe.
I'm
you're
thinking
about
water going down the pipe.
Shawshank Redemption. Okay, I got you now. In the pipe.
Oh my goodness, we have so gotten. Well, anyways, we got some great things coming.
Not off track.
We got some great things coming. You know, I have been looking forward to our incentive.
Yes.
It'll be a good one.
It is.
I'm thrilled. The students, I think, are looking forward to it. Yeah. What did they have to do to get this incentive?
They have to read.
Wait a minute. They have to do what they should be doing anyway?
Yes. And fill out a form.
Yes.
Yeah,
it might take 15 seconds a day.
Yes.
Might.
Yes. You know, it is important.
It is.
They don't get a grade for their formative learning, so during their filling out their homework. So we wanted to give them an incentive for those who actually did it.
Right.
So.
And all of the ELA teachers participate, and so does Miss Foster, so she has the same expectations as we do as far as turning it, but for her it's doing the homework.
You gotta do the homework.
What you gotta do.
The homework in ELA, you gotta do the homework. If you do the homework in ELA, you get an incentive.
Right.
Correct.
And it's a new incentive every month. So if by chance you kind of flubbed up a little bit.
And you missed four or more.
Are we saying four?
Four.
Not three?
Well, if you miss three, you're in.
If you missed one of those, there is next month.
Yes.
Yes, it'll be a new month, new day.
So it all starts over again.
A new incentive.
Everybody is able to go February 1st. Now they just have to turn in their work every single day.
Yes.
Yeah, five times a week.
That's good. And speaking of five times a week, we've got an entire week next week.
And the week after.
That's right.
We will be here February the 12th.
February the 12th. Currently is the snow makeup day.
Yes.
Correct.
Because I have a suspicion it is going to snow that week, and we are going to be out almost the entire week of February 12th.
I'm not going on record saying that, because if anybody misses school, they're going to blame it on me.
Anyways, but currently we have to go. So with a great week coming up, what do we got coming up in ELA?
We are starting a new unit, along with our new unit, a new book, and we're starting on figurative language. So we're going to be doing a lot of exploring. It's going to take a lot of brain power, a lot of creativity. It's going to be fun.
The best thing about it...
I love figurative language.
Not only figurative language, poetry.
Yeah, we do use poetry to help teach the figurative language.
We use the poetry to teach the figurative language, and, you know, I'm one of these slugabeds that never really got into poetry.
Slugabeds?
Yeah, well, I never... Yeah,
is this family. Another southern term, roll on a butter?
Yeah, well, so...
Butter on a roll?
Butter on a roll. Butter, yeah, never mind. My mother and father used to call me that when there was something I didn't want to do. Slugabed, just kind of... Anyway, whatever.
A slug that hangs out
in the bed. And just doesn't get up.
A slugabed.
Just doesn't get into the groove. But
right, so
I didn't like poetry until we started covering these units.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned figurative language today to the students, and a lot of them are like, downcast with the poetry. And it really kind of breaks my heart. I don't know what has happened, but, man, what we cover in the next month, I think is some of the best stuff we cover all year.
Right.
I think it's probably some of the best stuff these kids will cover and throughout, all the way from 8th grade back down to kindergarten.
I love Shakespeare.
I hate Shakespeare.
I do. I mean, I love it.
I hate it.
How
like I told you, I never.
Can be through Athens, I am thought to spare she, but what of that? Demetrius thinks not so. He will not know all that he do know. And as he has doted on Queen Hermia's eye, so I admire
her. I gave the best looking girl in eighth grade a kiss reading Romeo and Juliet.
We're not doing Shakespeare in my class. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay.
We are not. So you're doing Shakespeare with your students?
Oh, no.
I'm just checking.
Personally.
I'm thinking that you should put on a one-woman play.
A soliloquy. Ooh, nice. A monologue. I could. I really could. My mom is a drama teacher. I can't do that.
You guys have so lost
it. Oh, he's too good for this.
Okay. All right, so poetry. What are we doing in social studies?
We got some figurative language happening. Social studies. Man, I really like this unit. I just love what we get to do.
Yeah.
I do. This next unit is civil rights. And again, a lot of the students know some of what we've discussed, but we take it a little bit deeper with Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
We've had some great movies. We won't be showing these movies, but if you feel inclined... next week, or even through the whole month of February, Black History Month, there are some excellent civil rights films that have come out recently. Definitely,
Selma and some
others. Preview them first for the sake of your own child. But I think it's important to study and know this. So we're going to be talking about some of the civil rights leaders, some of the civil rights situations, and at the end we are going to be watching Ruby Bridges.
Awesome.
Who I think has the meanest white woman ever.
Oh, absolutely. Ugly looking.
Oh, oh my gosh.
I mean, her meanness.
Her character,
makes her look
She plays that so well.
Because we are talking about discrimination and along with that, anti-bullying.
Yeah.
But we also, Monday, assign our Black History Month project.
Yes. We do have Black History Month project coming.
So that will be
so
enjoyable.
You will have
well.
The entire month to complete the Black History Month project. So, plan ahead of time. There are at least two big pieces to it.
Yeah, there's lots of options, so you really get to be creative with this.
It'll be a good time.
If you want to be creative. So, we've had a great time this week. I'm looking forward to next week. Special word of the day?
This is what I am.
Supercilious?
Supercilious.
I'm above y'all.
I'm sure you...
Above y'all. I'm above y'all.
Like, you're making fun of me.
Butter on a roll.
Hyperbole. Just remember.
It's hyperbole, man.
What about a Tuskegee Airman?
It's Tuskegee.
Okay.
Just go get on the bus.
By the way.
But wait, it's already.
It is Lancaster, okay?
The real LA.
Or Van Wack.
It's Lancaster.
Lancaster.
Oh, no. Lancaster.
It's pecan.
It is a pecan. Thank
it's a pecan.
No.
Yes, it is. Guys, where are you from? That's what I thought. We'll see you guys next week. It's a great day to go to elementary school.